peace continued to seem a distant hope in Israel this past week. The level of violence between Palestinians and Israelis was relatively subdued compared to the escalating carnage of recent weeks and months. But pleas from abroad to end the fighting come as both Israelis and Palestinians build their lives around a routine of violence rather than any hope for peace. In the Israeli settlement of Tel Rameda, in the West Bank city of Hebron, settlers want sturdier homes to protect them against gunfire from nearby Palestinians. Israeli police and soldiers are kept busy investigating violence against settlers. But human rights groups and other critics say that when the situation is reversed and settlers vandalize or even kill Palestinians, the wheels of justice grind slowly, or not at all. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited Hebron and has this report.
The one-lane road up to Bracha Ben Yitzhak's flimsy wood and metal trailer atop Tel Rameda is steep and littered with security barriers. Israeli soldiers are on constant guard. It's a dangerous life on sacred ground. Jewish scripture says Abraham is buried here, and Jacob and Isaac. And now seven Jewish families live here, where they are almost daily targets for Palestinian gunmen.
Wow. See the bullet hole over there, okay? And you see the thing is that here the bullets, when they penetrate, the one that hit this room over here, okay, it kept going into the next room, okay, and this happened, went through here, this happened at night when the kids were sleeping here, okay?
Wow. Settler spokesman David Wilder points out the places where bullets have shredded the paper-thin walls of the trailer. They're everywhere. In the kitchen, where a sugar bowl lies shattered on the counter. In the bedroom, where some of the 13 children sleep. Most of the windows are piled with sandbags, but not completely, because the weight might topple the trailer off its hillside perch. Bracha Ben Yitzhak is a slender, soft-spoken woman. She's busy cooking and running household appliances, because soon it will be the Jewish Sabbath when such things are prohibited.
These last 10 months, what have they been like?
Like a wartime.
Like wartime.
Yes.
These bullet holes in your walls are very, very scary. Very frightening.
Well, yes, it's a miracle that nothing happens. And we still live here and with all the bullets and the war.
Do your children understand the situation?
Of course they do. They feel that they live in a war. But they are very proud. They are Jewish, proud Jewish, because they know that they are fighting for true things.
This is the face of the settler David Wilder wants more people to see. He says most Jews here simply want to stake a peaceful claim to this disputed territory.
People think of settlers as these guerrilla kind of people that walk around with 2-6 guns and a big mustache, and they're always wiping the blood off of it, you know, from the Arabs that they've just eaten for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Most settlers do choose to make their political statement simply by their presence. But there are also some settlers who take matters into their own hands. In another trailer on Tel Rameda, Baruch Marzel sits amid a pile of Israeli bullet casings. A radio blares, he's talking on one cell phone while another sits at his side. A pager beeps urgently. When Marzel is asked if he's ever engaged in violence against Palestinians, he smiles and says God is the settler's number one weapon, but not the only weapon.
We have to fight to survive. We'll have to fight our enemies. If someone comes to kill us, we'll kill him first. That's what our rabbis tell us to do.
Human rights groups and independent commissions say that settlers have been vandalizing, injuring, and killing Palestinians with virtual impunity for years. In the mid-1990s, a commission headed by the Israeli Chief Justice concluded that Israeli law enforcement was sorely lacking when it came to investigating settler violence. Since that time, the human rights group B'Tselem has documented nearly 200 cases in which Israelis were accused of killing Palestinians. The total number of murder convictions? 6. The group reported that those who were convicted often faced reduced sentences or community service. The settlers' argument that their violence is often provoked is indisputable. Many Palestinians find the settlers' mere presence provocative. Earlier this year in Hebron, a 10-month-old Israeli baby was killed by Palestinian gunfire. In the ensuing days, settlers went on a rampage, burning or blowing up Palestinian shops, all under the eyes of Israeli soldiers and police. One Border Patrol agent told an Israeli reporter, quote, "We couldn't do much because the settlers were so agitated. Don't forget that we're talking about Jews from Kiryat Arba and Hebron. They are the worst, the most volatile and dangerous." Army officials say their job is to protect settlers against aggression, not arrest them, although they will try to prevent crimes if the police aren't around. The police say they do investigate allegations of settler violence, but of the cases tracked by the human rights group, 2/3 were dropped. Sitting on the porch outside his bullet-riddled trailer, Baruch Marzel says he doesn't have time to worry about the perception, both abroad and increasingly at home, that settlers are vigilantes. He says Prime Minister Ariel Sharon betrayed his voters by failing to protect the settlers, and he has no patience for those who advocate coexistence with the Palestinians. Marzel asks, is coexistence with a snake possible?
As long as they are acting like a snake, you cannot live with a snake in the same room.
So the Arabs must leave, must be forced to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, everyone that supports terrorism should leave. It could be a big majority of them, 99.9, but everyone that supports terrorism has to leave.
To Palestinians, such a suggestion is unthinkable and mathematically absurd. In Hebron, some 500 Israelis live among 120,000 Palestinians. In the Israeli-controlled sector, tens of thousands of Palestinians live under a nearly permanent curfew so that the settlers can move freely. Such is the life of Tariq Sharabadi, who lives literally in a cage. He's strung a wire mesh fence around all parts of his house that are exposed, and it's easy to see why. Rocks litter the fence, thrown, he says, by settlers. Yellow and green stains streak down the stone walls from colored water and eggs. The water tank has bullet holes in it. One section of the fence has been replaced by heavy sheet metal. Sharabadi says one night a group of settlers broke in and set fire to a pile of mattresses, under the protection, he says through a translator, of the soldiers.
Yes, they are protected by the soldiers. There is a military checkpoint at the roof. And when they came into the house, the soldiers were standing next to them. And they came inside the house with their guns and pistols and cocktail molotovs and everything, and the army did not do anything for them.
Up the street, Nabil Halabi is boiling with frustration as the curfew drags on. A few days earlier, he says, settlers shot out the power station that provides electricity to his home. All his perishable food spoiled, and he couldn't go out to get more. He says the electric station was 20 yards from a military checkpoint, yet the soldiers did nothing. Was the electric station a terrorist, he asks sarcastically? Was it firing at the Jews? The Israeli Defense Force denies that its soldiers knowingly condone or aid in settler violence. As for the hardline settlers, they have no apologies for their actions. 29-year veteran Noam Arnon says lax investigation of alleged settler violence is a minor problem compared with the violence perpetrated by Palestinians against Israelis. Last month, a columnist for a liberal Israeli paper suggested that one particularly shocking crime, the murder of three Palestinians near Hebron, including a 10-week-old infant, would surely bring speedy arrests. That case remains open with no suspects in custody. In another part of the West Bank last month, an Israeli teenager was brutally murdered. Police suspected a Palestinian man. A special unit conducted an intensive manhunt, but the Palestinian won't face trial. Police say the suspect was shot trying to escape arrest. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Hebron.